This is Jay Sekulow. More investigative irregularities at the FBI.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, I call it more irregularities at the FBI. This was over the weekend. This was pretty big news, and that was there was a big story in the New York Times about a counterintelligence investigation that was targeting the President of the United States. And I'm not saying the candidate. This was supposedly targeting the President of the United States. And it was not the way it was put in the paper. This was a situation where the FBI and the Department of Justice, after the President terminated James Comey, decided not to simply have the special counsel implemented, which is what happened in a matter of days after the termination of James Comey, but also that the FBI opened up a, this is according to the New York Times, a counterintelligence investigation against the sitting President of the United States. And this is a big issue, folks. It's a big issue for a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm not sure, by the way, there's any distinction between the previous counterintelligence investigation, the Crossfire Hurricane, as it was called, which supposedly was targeting people associated with the Trump campaign, Carter Page and others. And this thing morphs into a, you know, according to the New York Times, a counterintelligence investigation against the sitting President of the United States. If that happened, and if it was authorized by Andrew McCabe, fired, Peter Strzok, fired, Lisa Page, resigned, James Baker, removed or resigned, these were all people within the Justice Department, it raises serious, serious issues in a long line of serious irregularities, Jordan.
That's right, and of course, when it gets to fake news, you read the headline, FBI opened inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia. You have to get deep into the article, probably, you know, the second page in the newspaper and flipping down to read that no evidence, of course, has emerged that Mr. Trump was secretly in contact with or took direction from Russian government officials. I mean, so the headline, again, leaves it open to this interpretation, I think, again, just to damage the president. FBI opened inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia. The headline doesn't tell you that days after opening this investigation, it was taken over by Bob Mueller, and that there is no evidence pointing to this. And we know Congress has been looking at this for months. The Democrats have been trying to find it for years,
yep.
And they found nothing about that. And certainly nothing that says that the president is a Russian agent.
Remember this. James Comey's told the president on three separate occasions that the president was not under an investigation. So, Andy, there's a distinction. We'll get more into this in the next segment, but there is a distinction between counterintelligence and a criminal investigation.
There certainly is. The distinction is very simple. Criminal investigations are typically aimed at solving a crime and can result in arrests and convictions, but counterintelligence inquiries are fact-finding missions aimed at understanding really what a foreign power is doing and to stop anti-American activity. I
mean, this sounds like stuff under J. Edgar Hoover.
This is not stuff that should be being done by the FBI. No, it is operations that are completely irregular and outside the scheme in the course of what the FBI should be doing.
Especially with you got the Peter Strzok email. I'm going to play this. I'll show it to you when we get back. But you got the text message between Strzok and Page where he was talking about going over to the special counsel's office and said, well, I would do it, but I don't think there's any there. And then 4 days later, 5 days later, they open up a counterintelligence investigation on the president when the lead investigator said for a year that was looking at it, I don't think there was any there. We want your reaction to this. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110.
Yeah, I mean, I want you to understand the significance of this. This is the FBI opening an investigation to the president alleging that he was a foreign agent working on behalf of the Russian government. Your thoughts on the deep state? 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And of course, with House Democrats now in charge, you can imagine how the ball can be running with this one. So give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. And go to ACLJ.org as well. A lot of information about work that we're doing all over the country and the world at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. She called Jewish people, quote, dogs, and is brutally unsympathetic about the Holocaust. This anti-Semitism turns the Hippocratic Oath, quote, do no harm, on its head. Unsurprisingly, Kalab is part of the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, further exposing BDS for what it is, thinly veiled anti-Semitism. At the ACLJ, we've been aggressively fighting the BDS movement and these sickening attacks on the Jewish people in Israel. Now we're sending a formal complaint to the medical board in Ohio. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
The headline in the New York Times on Friday, FBI opened inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia. Now, look at that headline. Now, Jordan, you correctly pointed out that when you read the article,
Well, caveat that. One, the FBI didn't have this investigation very long. It went right to Bob Mueller. No indication yet if Bob Mueller continued it either.
Right.
Now, he did take on Peter Strzok, who likely started this. So for a while, he probably did because Peter Strzok was at the office of Bob Mueller until those text messages came out about Strzok and Page and their political bias that led to Strzok's firing and Page resigning. But they were both removed from the special counsel's team. But if you look later in the article, after they say, oh, it could be obstruction of justice by firing the attorney, the FBI director, if you knew, which, by the way, the president, there's no indication knew about this investigation that on him because he was being told by Jim Comey there isn't.
Three times James Comey, the FBI director, told the president he was not under investigation.
So after you read about
James
how
Comey acknowledged that himself. I don't know if we have any audio of that. I may look for it, but I mean, he acknowledged that in a hearing.
So after you read that he could have obstructed justice, even though he was being told there was no investigation of him to obstruct, they do point out there is no evidence that's emerged publicly that Mr. Trump was in secret contact with or took direction from Russian government
officials.
But the
headline itself is the grabber there. FBI open inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia. Now, do we have the text message between Strzok and Page? I want to put it on the screen for our TV audience, Facebook, and Periscope. So this is the text message that I think is the key one here. And it says, you and I both know the odds are nothing. There would be no question. I hesitate in part because of my gut sense and concern that there's no big there. This is talking about the Russian investigation. Now, Peter Strzok would know because he was on that Russian investigation for the year before. He was also involved in the investigation of Hillary Clinton. We know that because we're involved in litigation with the FBI in some of those matters on a Freedom of Information Act request, or as one of my colleagues said this morning, a Freedom from Information Act request. We'll be joined by Abby Sutherland, who's handling that case in the next segment. But, Andy, there's a distinction between the two investigations, between a counterintelligence investigation and a criminal investigation. But you are the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Georgia, Atlanta. If you had agents that were engaged in this kind of activity, what would be the process that would be going on?
I'd call them in and fire them if they couldn't justify to me that they were keeping within the scope of what they were supposed to do and they had biases. Look at what Strzok said. You and I, this is Strzok talking to his girlfriend Paige, and you read the text. You and I both know the odds are nothing. If I thought it was likely, I'd be there. In other words, I'd be on the spot with Mueller.
If I thought there was actually a case.
If I thought there was a case. I hesitate in part because of my gut sense and concern. There's no big there. Now, here's a man who was, you know, high up in the ranks of the FBI, who makes a statement that I don't think there's anything there. Mueller takes him on. Mueller then finally gets rid of him. I mean, you know.
Let me ask you this question, which is a question I've asked a lot.
Yeah.
But you had a period of time where Strzok and Page were there, and they gathered evidence. What would be your sense of what that evidence worth?
I don't think that evidence is worth 2 cents.
I don't know what's in it, but...
Regardless of what's in it, the evidence was obtained through illegal means and improper procedures, and it would be, if I was a defense attorney, I would file a motion to suppress that evidence as being the fruit of the poisonous tree and an irregular investigation. And if I was the prosecutor in the case, I'd be shaking in my boots because I'd think this stuff's not going to get in court.
So here's what Will Haynes, our producer, points this out, and it's true. If you read it, I'm going to read it again, because if you read it, it sounds like Strzok isn't really wanting to join the Mueller team unless he thinks he's going to lead to impeachment or something else. And I mean, like, you know, or some kind of court action. You and I both know the odds are nothing. So that's the first thing he said. The odds are nothing. That, in other words, nothing's going to come of this investigation. And they've been doing it for a year, including FISA warrants. Then he says, if I thought it was likely, I'd be there, no question. I hesitate in part because of my gut sense and concern there's no big there.
Yeah, there is nothing there. So nothing really to investigate. This is the head of counterintelligence of the FBI, who has very much a bias against the president. And we know that he gets fired ultimately from the FBI, let go from the special counsel's team because of his bias against the president, the terminology
that was uncovered by Mike Horowitz, the inspector general.
Yeah. So he gets, so even he, Peter Strzok, who would love nothing more than to take down this president, has admitted that there's just like the concern. And he would know more better than anybody, because he was the one going after the president, that there's no there. No big there. There's nothing to do. The odds are nothing that there would be any action taken. And yet here we are. See, this is when the deep state becomes successful. Here we are. It's 2019.
Yes, 2 years.
They're gone.
It's been 3 years, actually.
But their work,
so this investigation,
like,
Crossfire
on.
Hurricane, started in 2016. So this is now, we are in 2019. We're going on 3 years.
Yeah, so they
probably
are gone.
Probably 2.5 right now.
But their work lives on. So in a sense, their attempt to undermine the president, which I think having these headlines like this, having the president have to even answer, you know, the president had to answer and respond. Do we have that sound? I mean, when the president is asked about this directly, it's absurd that a U.S. president is being asked by reporters if they are a Russian agent. I mean, take a listen.
Mr. President, yes or no? Have you or are you now, have you ever worked for Russia? Yes or no?
I never worked for Russia. And you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question, because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax.
The president's correct on that. I want to play... I want us to find the statement from President Obama when he was with the president of Russia, and talks about more flexibility.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot more close.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Let's put this in perspective. All right. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. I think the irregularities here speak volumes. I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's broadcast, I believe, this evening. Talking about some of this as well. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, back to the phones. Right to the phones we go. Michael's calling in from Cleveland, Ohio, on line one. Michael, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thanks for taking the call, gentlemen. I just wanted to comment on the Mueller investigation. I think the longer this thing goes on, the longer the FBI and the DOJ allow it to continue, the more irreparable damage it's doing to the federal law enforcement and legal system at the DOJ. It's absolutely absurd that we're going on 3 years. Wow. And there's plenty of evidence that the Clinton Foundation, with a whole bunch of Russians over the last 15 years.
Well, here's what I think is important to point out, and I'm going to go to Andy on this. You have, and Michael brings up a good point, and that is, what is this doing to the reputation of the FBI and the Department of Justice?
Well, it's putting it in the trash can, Jay, is what it's doing, because it shows that the FBI and the Department of Justice are out of control and are not following the proper procedures that they need to follow in the conduct of an investigation. You've got corrupt agents like Strzok and Page, okay? You've got an investigation that has been dragging on. It'll be 2 years in May with no results so far. You've got Comey, who is telling the president one thing, you're not under an investigation, you're not the subject or target, and yet, after he's fired in the days between that and him being appointed and Mueller being appointed, you've got a counterintelligence investigation being open, and probably during that time that's being open. What's going on with these departments that there were the stellar departments of the United States government?
Well, how did you go from a year of investigation when there's no there, which they have in writing, to, I mean, to 3 days later we're opening up a counterintelligence investigation? Is it the firing of James Comey justified a opening of a counterintelligence investigation? Clearly something that's within the authority of the President of the United States is Article II power. I mean, that's what's the absurd nature of this.
Yeah, I think it's, listen, this should be outrageous to everyone who's listening to it right now. If you didn't see it over the weekend,
I mean, the president has to say, I never worked for Russia.
It is disgraceful to the media that they're asking the question. It's disgraceful to the FBI that this information was there. I'm glad that Peter Strzok no longer has a job there and is having had to hire attorneys. I'm glad that Jim Comey got fired. I'm glad that Lisa Page left. I'm glad that Andrew McCabe is dealing with his own messes with this. And so that there is some, in a sense, that they're having to deal with, because they were doing anything possible, putting out any kind of information possible to undermine the duly elected president of the United States of America. And if this happened to Barack Hussein Obama, and you said, are you working with the Islamic State because of your name, or are you working with an Islamic group because of your name? And by the way, there would be not just tremendous outrage. He'd fire everyone, and no one would accuse him of obstruction of justice. Rightly so, by the way, because it would be an absurd claim. But yet here we have the greatest conspirator of all time. The president is really a Russian agent. I mean, it's too much like a movie script, and yet they were following that. They were writing it, the script. And yet here is the former president telling the current Russian president at the time, we're going to be more flexible with you, buddy. We're gonna really get to do things that I couldn't do before I was reelected. Take a listen.
This is my last election, basically. Yeah. After my election, I have more flexibility.
I mean, that is President Trump talking to then-Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. That's President Obama talking to President Medvedev. That was when that time period where Putin became the prime minister while they were doing the constitutional change thing. He came back as president. And he said, this is my last election. I'm going to have more flexibility. That sounds a lot like unwittingly falling under Moscow's influence or willing to do things that you wouldn't be willing to do previously for and on behalf of Russia. And that is what the president, President Obama, told the Russians. Was there an FBI investigation opened by Loretta Lynch or I mean, no. And there was no FBI. There shouldn't have been. At the same time, a lot more salacious. We'll be right back.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. She called Jewish people, quote, dogs, and is brutally unsympathetic about the Holocaust. This anti-Semitism turns the Hippocratic Oath, quote, do no harm, on its head. Unsurprisingly, Kalab is part of the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, further exposing BDS for what it is, thinly veiled anti-Semitism. At the ACLJ, we've been aggressively fighting the BDS movement and these sickening attacks on the Jewish people in Israel. Now we're sending a formal complaint to the medical board in Ohio. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online, aclj.org.
So more irregularities at the FBI, if in fact the New York Times headline is correct. Let me read it for you. FBI opened inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia. This was as president. So this was before, this would have been after Crossfire Hurricane, after he fired James Comey. And the rationale that, at least what's in the New York Times piece, was, well, they fired Comey and that got the government all nervous that if he fired Comey, maybe he's what, a Russian agent? I mean, this is what's so absurd about this. But getting information out of the FBI pursuant to federal law has not been so easy. Now, we would know that because we're litigating on a number of these issues, including a case involving the United States Department of Justice. And when you handle these cases, you have to understand that this is not quick litigation because you're fighting over documents from the government. But it's under the Freedom of Information Act, and Abby Sutherland's been handling this particular case and a number of others as well. But we've got one right now that, because we mentioned the Strzok Page emails, and some of those Strzok Page emails came to light during this FOIA inquiry. But what you told me this morning in our meeting was that the Department of Justice right now is basically taking the position, we know facts, we don't want to disclose those facts, they're not even saying it's national security, and it took us, on multiple occasions, you've had to go into court where they said they had nothing. You go back, explain to people, I think it's important for our audience to understand what exactly is taking place when we're demanding documents and answers from the government.
Okay, well, the FBI is hardly forthcoming with documents. So we file a FOIA request, ask the government to comply with federal law, produce responsive documents. They claim that they have conducted a search and have absolutely no documents responsive to our request. We then receive documents from the Department of Justice in a similar FOIA request. In those documents are communications among FBI officials. After they've told us no such documents exist, FBI communications back and forth about this very issue. So we contact the FBI and say, here are some documents that dispute your assertion that, one, you conducted a search, and that, two, there are no documents responsive.
What do they say? Whoops, we forgot? I mean, what do they say?
They simply say, we will go back and conduct another search. So they do another search. They take too long to do it. In the meantime, we file a lawsuit to force them to go ahead and produce any documents, conduct the search and produce documents. They produce some documents. We get into court and challenge the adequacy of the search, knowing that they haven't conducted a thorough search for a third time. And they're caught. They're caught red-handed. We identify an entire record system that the FBI has not searched.
What record system was this?
The central record system.
So they did
FBI.
Not search. Andy's sitting here. Andy, go ahead.
It's unbelievable that, you know, you have a central records system, the ultimate depository of information, and you don't consult that to answer a Freedom of Information Act request. That is unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is, again, it's the shocking part about this is how far they will go to undermine the president and how far they will go to keep information from flowing to the American people about what they're actually up to inside the FBI. So they go so far as to not even search their databases. Now, this is, at least they admit that the database is searchable, because in the past, you know, they say, it crashed that day, it's disappeared that day, the phone was reset that day. So at least in this situation, we know that there's a working database, or at least assuming that the database has not totally crashed.
So what is the status now? I mean, so I want everybody to understand the nature and scope of what we have to do to get information here. That's why I'm saying you don't just file a lawsuit and you get information. What's the status of things now? You're at the Court of Appeals.
We are. We are at the Court of Appeals. So after a third time, a third challenge to the adequacy of the FBI search, we tell them, you have to search this and this and this. You need to include these additional search terms, and until you've done that, we will challenge the adequacy of the search. So they finally do that. That's where several text messages are produced. Several other documents are produced after a search of the central record system. But even then, what they produce is blank pages, many times, of redacted information.
Yeah, I've seen it. They just have the name of who it's from, but then blanks.
Right. Right, and they withhold the information under it's Exemption Here. 5 of FOIA.
This is what it is, right?
That's
there you
it.
Go. There's your response. And that's not because there's a bright light in the office. That white is just redacted out.
All withheld information.
So we know who it's from. Scrock Page, Texas. We don't know what that text is. We know that, one, we know, all the airport, this was the Lynch-Clinton meeting, all the airport tarmac articles finally burst out, took a little bit, not a big deal, just astoundingly bad optic.
Right. So
A bad optic. They're concerned about the optic. It's the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Justice. They're concerned about the optic.
They are. And
how about the optic of investigating the, you know, opening up a counterintelligence investigation against the sitting president of the United States after your FBI director told the president of the United States he wasn't under investigation? And days before that, Peter Strzok said, I would go over there for this investigation if there was any there, but there isn't. So this is what people need to understand, Abby, to getting to the bottom of this takes a lot of effort. Now you're at the Court of Appeals.
We are. I mean, essentially, you can't trust the FBI to follow the law, the rule of law. You have to file a lawsuit in order to ensure that they're following the rule of law. And
can't
even then,
trust the FBI to follow the rule of law. That's a pretty sad commentary.
But I think it's a commentary we can all realize now, if we're being honest with ourselves and what we've learned over these past couple of years, is that you can't trust anything out of the FBI, because they had Peter Strzok running counterintelligence, and they had Jim Comey deciding whether or not prosecution should occur, not the Department of Justice, and coming out and then reversing opinions and reopening cases. And they had Loretta Lynch never really recuse herself from the matter. Their real boss at the Department of Justice, even when it involved her, you know, she was in the tarmac and involved Hillary Clinton. And the list goes on and on. But what I think was what is most disturbing here is our president, and in fact in our country, is still dealing from the divides this has caused.
For years now,
this FBI has divided, more so than partisan politics, it's the FBI that has divided the country by giving headlines like this to the New York Times.
You know, we challenged James Comey when he intervened on the Hillary Clinton matter and made it public. I thought that wasn't fair to anybody in the political process. You're just not something the FBI. So all these precedents have been set, and yet I don't see the precedents changing. And then you tell me, Abby, basically they're hiding the ball. Is that basically
what it is? That's exactly what they're doing.
So what is it that they're so afraid of? They don't want the information out. What are the facts that we're looking for?
Well, so the facts that they're withholding are facts that they compiled in preparation for a press conference.
Right.
Or for releasing information and responding to press inquiries. Okay, so mind you, it's facts that they have gathered that they are discussing whether to release to the American people. So there are email communications, and then there are actually final talking points memos. And it's kind of a timeline of here's what actually happened. And then they leave it to someone to decide how much information to offer to the American people in a press conference and or press release.
Andy, 1 minute here before we go to the half hour break.
Yeah, this is I like what Abby said. I don't like what she said in the sense of the truth of the statement. You can't trust the FBI to follow the rule of law, and I wrote that down.
Yeah, so did I.
That's a sad commentary on the state of the government today, that you cannot trust the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the premier law enforcement, domestic law enforcement
in the world.
Agency in the world and in our country, to follow the rule of law. We've got to file lawsuits to extricate and to extract, like you're pulling teeth, information out of the FBI.
All right, thanks a lot, Abby. Appreciate that update. Folks, that's what we're talking about. Not just talking about these cases, we're involved in them and trying to uncover what was going on here. We still don't know the full details of this, of all this. But we're going to be back with more in a half hour, for another half hour. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, go over to ACLJ.org, Facebook or Periscope, and of course, SiriusXM and a number of stations as well. And don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Headline over the weekend, FBI opened inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia. That's the headline. Secretly working on behalf of Russia when he was president of the United States. This is the headline in the New York Times. This is the opening paragraph. In the days after President Trump fired James Comey as FBI director, law enforcement officials became so concerned by the president's behavior, what, firing James Comey? That they began investigating whether he had been working on behalf of Russia against American interests, according to former law enforcement officials and others familiar with the investigation. Now, this is you had Crossfire Hurricane going on, which was the counterintelligence investigation started in 2016, supposedly focusing on Carter Page and others through these FISA warrants, right? Now, after James Comey is fired, and James Comey, by the way, tells the president three times you're not under investigation, but then they open up a counterintelligence investigation, which I want Andy, again, it's very important to understand the difference and the distinctions between a counterintelligence investigation and a criminal investigation.
Yeah, a criminal investigation, and this is what we think about when we think about the FBI. These are typically aimed at solving a crime, and they result in arrests of the criminals and hopefully convictions based upon the evidence presented in court. Counterintelligence, different completely from a criminal investigation, is generally a fact-finding mission to understand what is a foreign power doing and to stop anti-American activity, protect the secrets of the intelligence community, protect the nation's critical assets, counter the activities of foreign spies, keep weapons of mass destruction from falling into the wrong hands. And that's taken directly from the FBI's mission statement on the internet, if you wanted to know. Two different types of inquiries, Jay.
So the FBI told the president he was not under investigation. I want to play that for everyone. That's number 14.
Did you limit that statement to counterintelligence investigations, or were you talking about any kind of FBI investigation?
I didn't use the term counterintelligence. I was speaking to him and briefing him about some salacious and unverified material. It was in the context of that he had a strong and defensive reaction about that not being true. And my reading of it was important for me to assure him we were not personally investigating him.
So he says we're not personally investigating him. He says it's not a counterintelligence investigation going on. And yet now we're saying 2 days after within days after he's fired, he has a counterintelligence investigation. You were in the military for a long time, Colonel Smith. Counterintelligence investigation would be a big deal against anybody, including a sitting president.
It's never been launched.
That is a J. Edgar
president.
Hoover kind of move.
Yes. It makes J. Edgar Hoover's tactics
look
mild. By
the way, you know who's in charge of the... Remember, under Article 2 of the Constitution, they all work for the President of the United States.
Absolutely, yeah. This is alarming. It's also alarming, Jay, that someone who still works at the FBI leaked this story last week to the New York Times. I find that pretty incredible, too.
Well, it says law enforcement officials familiar with it.
Yeah. Here's the deal. It's apparent that the FBI avenged the firing of James Comey by launching an investigation with the President of the United States. And I have two questions. How far in advance was this counterintelligence investigation planned? And even more so, did James Comey design a tripwire to launch this investigation that if I lose my job, here is what you do? It looks like a tripwire was designed that if James Comey gets fired, this is what we do, because this investigation started days after his firing.
Yeah,
Jordan.
Yeah, I think we should go to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. We don't have time right now, but there are a lot of good calls. And there's a phone line open, so if you want to give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. So let me tell Chris, Bill, William, and Jerry, and Todd, hang on the line. We will get to your calls. Good questions, good comments coming in. 1-800-684-3110. Who's going to grab that last open line while we head to break? 1-800-684-3110.
American Center for Law and Justice versus the United States Department of Justice. You just had Abby Sutherland was on in the first half hour of the broadcast. She's senior counsel at the ACLJ. She said a shocking statement, but one that I believe is true. You can't trust the FBI to follow the rule of law. This talking about Freedom of Information Act request. One of my colleagues said it's like freedom from information. We're fighting back on this, but folks, this shows you what we're dealing with. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Coming up for Facebook and Periscope, we got a video presentation on the shutdown issue. Nope, another issue. Oh, band. Little music interlude here on a Monday. Very good. All right, we'll be back with more.
A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. She called Jewish people, quote, dogs, and is brutally unsympathetic about the Holocaust. This anti-Semitism turns the Hippocratic Oath, quote, do no harm, on its head. Unsurprisingly, Kalab is part of the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, further exposing BDS for what it is, thinly veiled anti-Semitism. At the ACLJ, we've been aggressively fighting the BDS movement and these sickening attacks on the Jewish people in Israel. Now we're sending a formal complaint to the medical board in Ohio. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online, aclj.org.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, we're going to go right to the phones to try to free a couple lines up here. We're talking about this counterintelligence investigation targeting the President of the United States. I mean, think about that for a moment. By Peter Strzok, who said days before, there's no there, that's why he was hesitant to going. I mean, this tells you the nature of what we're dealing with here. All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, I want to go right to Jerry's call in Rhode Island on line 4. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, team.
Yes, sir.
To follow up what Colonel Smith just said, look at the timing of this release to the Post, number one. It's right on the heels of Schumer and Pelosi are not looking good for their commentary after the Oval Office announcement. And the fencing is actually getting more pro-Trump support from the San Diego fence issue,
yep.
The Acosta fence issue. I'm thinking this could be another insurance policy just to shift the focus away from some positives back onto some talking points for the platoon of Democratic people coming up for 2020.
Well, I think, look, I mean, when you mentioned the situation with the border security, doesn't that seem like a lifetime ago that we were talking about that? I mean, it seems like a lifetime ago. I mean, Jerry's right. I mean, this is the timing of all this is always interesting to me. But this leak, which is, Wes, if you're right, that this came from existing FBI officials, which it doesn't, it says law enforcement officials became concerned, and this was information from people familiar with this. I mean, who else could it be that were familiar with it? If it was an undercover or a covert or a counterintelligence investigation, nobody else should know.
No, absolutely not. The FBI used to be so circumspect about things like this. Their reputation over the last 2 years is in tatters because of the leadership at the FBI. This is not a reflection on the 35,000 men and women who are out in the field working for the FBI. This is a reflection on the leadership and apparently on some of the leadership that is still there. It is something that should concern every American.
Andy, what's your we're taking calls, but what is your reaction to this? We spent 40 minutes so far this hour.
I mean, it's abhorrent, is what it is. It's really so undermining of the reputation of the FBI as an agency for the promotion of good and the doing of right things to think that they could be manipulated into taking something that is nothing and turning it into an investigation of counterintelligence activity because he did what? What Rod Rosenstein and Jeff Sessions recommended? I read those letters, Jay. They recommended that Comey be fired. Both Rod Rosenstein, number one witness, and Jeff Sessions recommended. And then after that, you open a
counterintelligence
investigation against the president and say that he's a Russian agent? Are you crazy?
Well, but this is the position they're taking. All right, let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, Chris in Florida. I think this one we can answer just quickly for Chris.
Yes, Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good. I know what you're going to ask, and I'm going to tell you. Go ahead.
Okay, after all that has been revealed about Brusaw's involvement, how is he still at the DOJ?
Because it's your government at work. Go ahead and finish, Chris.
was his behavior authorized? He walked into that hearing looking very cocky.
Well, here's the thing. This is what we know. Because this seems like lifetimes ago, too. Brusaw Nellyor. Brusaw, number four at the United States Department of Justice. His wife is working for Fusion GPS, who just happens to be working on a contract with Christopher Steele, who just happens to be doing a dossier on President Trump. So the Department of Justice spouse is working for Fusion GPS on a dossier involving Christopher Steele. And guess who's in the conversation? Christopher Steele and Brusaw. And then you ask the magic question, is Brusaw still there? And the answer, of course, is yes. As far as the last time I checked, he is still there. I think he's the associate attorney general or assistant attorney general in charge of maybe drug and... I don't know what is...
He lost his assistant attorney general.
Yes, right. He lost the AAG slot.
But I think he's still a department head, even though he's no longer a deputy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this web goes so far back. The New York Times story last week makes it even clearer the degree of anti-Trump bias at the FBI, which motivated them, the FBI, to conspire with the Hillary Clinton campaign by leveraging the Steele dossier to justify surveilling members of then the Trump campaign because Russia might be meddling in the election. The FBI was either too oblivious to the facts or complicit in being used in a disinformation operation by the Democratic Party. This goes all the way back to that.
And then you say they've started a counterintelligence. I mean, think about a counterintelligence. Could you imagine the FBI announcing a counterintelligence investigation on another president, any other president? Like this. This is I call it, Andy, a J. Edgar Hoover move. I don't know if he would do that.
I don't even think J. Edgar Hoover would do that. I mean, I think he would respect the process and the presidency enough to know that that's ridiculous to do it. And yet it was done, Jay. And
although President Kennedy.
Huh?
He was investigating President Kennedy.
Well, he was.
I don't know if that was a counterintelligence.
I don't think it was counterintelligence. I think he had his own motives and purpose.
But a counterintelligence, it's a big deal. All right, let's grab another phone call. We'll take yours at 800-684-3110.
Yeah, I mean, reading through the New York Times to find a credit date, I mean, this is another part of the fake news. I mean, no accreditation about all of the facts that are put forward here, supposed facts. I mean, there's not a single person or even like an official name. Nothing. But it's a very long article alleging that, you know, that there was an investigation that the president was a Russian agent, which has now led to the president being asked about that, which they got their goal right there.
Yes.
The fact that the president had to answer the question, the New York Times and the deep state actors and these FBI, they are getting their goals by embarrassing the president of the United States by asking him if he ever worked for Russia.
Well, let me tell you what Lindsey Graham had to say about this. This is number six.
To me, it tells me a lot about the people running the FBI, McCabe and that crowd. I don't trust them as far as I throw them. So if this really did happen, Congress needs to know about it. And what I want to do is make sure, how could the FBI do that? What kind of checks and balances are there?
None. I mean, that's the problem here is this was after the president was told he was not under investigation. After Strzok, in an email to Page, says, I don't think I want to go over to the special counsel's office, which, by the way, he ended up doing. Why? Because I don't think there's any there, meaning any substance to the investigation, yet they open up a counterintelligence, according to the New York Times, a counterintelligence investigation against the president. Let's grab another phone call.
Yeah, back to the phones. We go Bill in Wyoming online, too. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, thank you. Hey. Could you take care of my confusion here? Weren't there several people that were wanting to fire Comey in the first place?
Oh, I mean, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi... Hillary Clinton in her book rightly says that he should have been fired. I mean, so he's trying to become this, you know, paragon of virtue in all the discussions that James Comey's, as he's rebranded himself here. But the reality is right and left were saying this was over the top.
Well, I mean, what right did he have to usurp the authority of the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, into making a determination that no crime had been committed by Hillary Clinton or by anybody else? Who is he? He's the director of the FBI.
What gave him the right to even say it in the first place?
Yeah, you don't go out and make statements as the director of the FBI or anybody with respect to criminal conduct and your belief that they shouldn't be prosecuted. That was, first of all, the function of the attorney general. So he's a usurper.
Yep.
He's a liar.
Which Harwood
two-faced.
Said he usurped. Yeah, Michael Harwood said he usurped the authority of the president. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. But, Jordan, you raised something here, I think, before we take another call that's important. There's all these allegations, no corroboration.
None. None whatsoever.
And here we are. I mean, here we are.
3 years.
3 years later. And you ask yourself, there. I think what Peter, I actually will agree with Peter Strzok. There's no there there.
No, absolutely not. I mean, and even the New York Times on the second page of their article, we printed it. So who knows how far you had to go into the article on the actual newspaper to find this. We bolded it. Well, it's our word, but it's not bolded there. No evidence has emerged publicly that Mr. Trump was secretly in contact with or took direction from Russian government officials. Just think about that. Do you write an article at all if there's no evidence that the president of the United States, our commander-in-chief, was secretly in contact with or took direction from Russian government officials as president of the United States? Because if this was true, it wouldn't be a throwaway article. And the truth is, we're talking about it to debunk it, but let's make it clear. The New York Times is using this as a throwaway article that they're running during government shutdown and all these other issues just to get the narrative, as our callers have picked up on, just to get the president having to talk about it again and having – really, I think the whole purpose of this article was to have to get the president to respond to it because the truth is it's pretty throwaway other than that. And, again, another shame on the New York Times for even publishing this kind of junk without when they know there is no there as well. And they say it. They have no evidence of anything. And this is such a claim that even a newspaper, I think, should have much more info before making claims like this, and even putting it out there for question. But they don't.
Right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're coming back from the break, the last segment of the broadcast, as we take your calls on any of these topics. We've opened up a couple lines for you. Took a lot of calls earlier than we normally would. 1-800-684-3110. Let me also tell you this. We had Abby Sutherland on earlier. We were talking about the fact that we're in federal court on other matters involving trying to get information on these issues, and we're having to now go to the Court of Appeals. Why? Because the reality is they don't want to give. It's not freedom. It's like freedom from information. It's an accurate statement. They don't want to give the information. That raises a whole host of questions. But a president's told 3 times you're not under investigation, only to find out, if the New York Times is right, that the investigation, a counterintelligence investigation, was opened against a sitting president of the United States. If that is true, and it was done by Strzok and Page and McCabe, I'm going to give you a list of people that are no longer there. We gave you the one that's still there, Bruce Orr. But think about that for a moment. All right, we're going to come back from the break. We'll take your calls. Don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We come back from the break. We'll take your calls. Phone lines are jammed right now, but in a couple minutes, they'll open up for you.
1-800-684-3110. Give us a call.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. She called Jewish people, quote, dogs, and is brutally unsympathetic about the Holocaust. This anti-Semitism turns the Hippocratic Oath, quote, do no harm, on its head. Unsurprisingly, Kalab is part of the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, further exposing BDS for what it is, thinly veiled anti-Semitism. At the ACLJ, we've been aggressively fighting the BDS movement and these sickening attacks on the Jewish people in Israel. Now we're sending a formal complaint to the medical board in Ohio. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. can add your name online, aclj.org.
Tom on Facebook says, so when do they start working under the rule of law? Good question. And if they don't, what can be done about it? Well, you're not going to get House oversight on that. You're going to get some Senate oversight. But look, one of the things you do is we file lawsuits in federal court to get information. And, of course, on the president's behalf, you fight back on this nonsense as it develops. President's told three times you're not under investigation. 2 days after he fires the guy who said it, they open up a counterintelligence investigation. I mean, think about that for a moment, Andy. You're not under investigation. You're not under investigation. You're not under investigation. James Comey's asked the question. Do we have the actual statement where he says, I did tell the president he was not under investigation? We have the follow-up question. Let's see if we can find that, please. And the next thing, he fires James Comey, and what happens? Not only is he under investigation, but a counterintelligence, according to the New York Times.
That's a scary investigation that you're talking. When you say counterintelligence investigation, you're meaning to say a fact-finding mission to understand or determine whether a foreign power is doing something anti-American. In other words, you're accusing the president of the United States, who's been duly elected, sworn, inaugurated as the president, of engaging in some sort of activity with a foreign power, presumably in this case Russia. That's an outrageous but it is what Jordan was alluding to, the refusal to accept the results of the 2016 election.
I want you to hear, though, the James Comey statement. You got to listen till the very, it's 36 seconds long, but I want you to listen to the very end of it too. Here you go.
So the context then was actually narrower, focused on what I just talked to him about. But it was very important because it was first true, and second, I was worried very much about being in kind of a J. Edgar Hoover type situation. I didn't want him thinking that I was briefing him on this to sort of hang it over him in some way. I was briefing him on it because we had been told by the media it was about to launch. We didn't want to be keeping that from him. And if there was some, he needed to know this was being said. But I was very keen not to leave him with an impression that the Bureau was trying to do something to him. And so that's the context in which I said, sir, we're not personally investigating you.
And then 2 or 3 days later, after these assurances, or after James Comey's fired, what happens? Supposedly a counterintelligence investigation opens up. That tells you what this is. Let's grab a call.
William's calling from Georgia on line three. William, thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. Two things real quick. Well, the first thing is this right here. You know, my thing is, I mean, do the FBI really think the American people are this fool to really think that we can't do our own work together to figure this thing out?
No.
And how they figure they're going to get away with it?
No, they don't. Look, by and large, the FBI agents do a great work. And this is the leadership who had an agenda, and that's what they did. They drove their agenda. And as Jordan said, they're successfully driving in one sense into 2020, which is their goal. But finish up, William.
But the other thing is this right here. You know, amongst my family members, there's a lot of people who dislike President Trump, and I tend to get a lot of flack from them for standing up for him. But you know, it's sad to say that you know they don't understand the true significance of what's going on behind the corruption in the government.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I think the takeaway of the New York Times should be outrage on those people that support the president. It should be outrageous that a counterintelligence investigation was aimed at the president of the United States while he was president.
Outrageous is a mild word. I can't think at the moment of one that is more outrageous than outrageous, but that's exactly what it is.
All right.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Joe in Texas on line 6. Joe, welcome to JSEC.
You're live. Joe, you're in Midland?
I was about to say.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be in Midland, Texas with the band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on January 29th. At the Knoll, it's a beautiful theater you have there.
Yeah,
so you should come down. Say hello to us. We'll send out an email to our friends in Midland. Yeah, I've got a band.
I didn't even know you were a musician, man.
Yeah, there you go. So, okay, you learned something. All right, go ahead with your comment, Joe. We're going to play a little music after this is over. Go ahead.
I want to thank you guys for the work that you do. I know how important it is. I don't think there's anything less than a fight for our country's life, and I appreciate that you guys are on the front lines doing that. My thing is this, and I just don't understand how so blatantly. I mean, Barack Obama gave what was it, $15 million or billion to Iran, a terrorist state,
$1.5
by
billion.
Our nation, $1.5 billion. We're not allowed to do that. How is that just let go? How does that just
well, how
go
is
by
it
the
way? Let's play the statement that with the Medvedev statement. I mean, I think this is the one that's clear to me. This is to the president of Russia.
This is my last election, basically. Yeah, and after my election, I have more flexibility.
Could you imagine if that was Donald Trump saying to Vladimir Putin, after my next election, I'll have more flexibility? What would they react? There'd be a, you know, are they going to do a counterintelligence investigation then? By the way, I still don't think they should.
No.
Yeah, that's real Russian collusion.
Yeah. And you know, but do you think that's going to get picked up? No. All right.
And I think it's relevant politically for the American people if to hear stuff, information like that. It's not relevant. I don't think that would warrant an investigation. I mean, he's just stating, you know, I may change my how I sound and how we determine the foreign policy of the United States, which, by the way, the President of the United States gets to do. That's one power of the president that is very clear in the Constitution and has been very clear throughout the courts is the foreign policy power of the president. Let's back to the phones. We go. We'll get as many as we can before the show day. James is calling in from Louisiana on line one. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Hey, James, you there?
Get somebody else.
Yeah, let's go to Pat in New Mexico on line four. Pat, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm just wondering, since President Trump fired James Comey and it triggered a cascade of events, you know, of counterintelligence, if Hillary had won, and I'm assuming that she would fire him too, I wonder what the cascade of events would have been for her and if there's any documentation or any, you know, something that might have happened to her, you know?
Well, here's the thing. No matter if Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, whatever you are, Libertarian, none of this is good for our country. I mean, Wes, that's one of the things here. None of this is good for the country.
Yeah, this establishes a very, very frightening precedent that a sitting president of the United States is secretly being investigated by the premier law enforcement agency of the United States. Yeah. And you cannot convince me that this was not prearranged. Comey just days before said, Mr. President, you're not under investigation. And he could have said, unless you fire me, and then you will be.
Not only an investigation, according to the New York Times, a counterintelligence investigation.
Yes, yes, very serious.
I mean, the obstruction thing is absurd. I mean, I call it, you know, obstruction by tweet. But, I mean, this is let's take the last call.
You know, I don't agree with everything by Glenn Greenwald at all. But he did point out, you know, in this one, that this story is, I think, the New York Times reported the FBI in 2017 launched this investigation. And he said the story was predictably treated as the latest in an endless line of beginning of the end disasters for the Trump presidency. Though, as usual, this melodrama was accomplished steadfastly, ignoring the now standard, always buried paragraph pointing out the boring fact that no actual evidence of guilt has yet emerged. And that's what I said throughout the show today, is that paragraph is there, but it's, I mean, you could easily even pass over it in reading the article because it is so blah and buried within. So even those who we don't always agree with politically see this as an attempt.
Read that again. I think it's important for people to understand.
Yeah. The story is predictably treated as the latest in an endless line of beginning of the end disasters for the Trump presidency, though as usual, this melodrama was accomplished by steadfastly ignoring the now standard, always buried paragraph, pointing out that the boring fact that no actual evidence of guilt has emerged. And then he highlights that paragraph in the New York Times article. No evidence has emerged that Mr. Trump was secretly in contact.
Todd, I'm going to give you 15 seconds. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Jay, everyone. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to know, why are not these people that are obstructing justice in the DOJ and the FBI fired?
Well, a lot of them are gone. I mean, you know, I know people, a lot of them are gone. You look at McCabe, gone. Comey, gone. Baker, gone. You look at Page, gone. Strzok, gone. I mean, a lot of people have left.
A lot of top people. That is from the top down.
Yeah, so there has been efforts there. All right, that does it for the broadcast today. Coming up on Facebook and Periscope, we've got a song for you, and we're talking a little bit about this concert we have coming up. We're in Midland, Texas. If you're there, start talking about that. Let people know how they can get tickets for that to see us live on a great cause for a pro-life group there. Can't wait to do it.
A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online, ACLJ.